I started this new Netflix limited series about the OCAD epidemic.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called, starring Ferris Bueller. You seen this? It's new on Netflix.
Painkiller, I think.
Painkiller, yeah. And it reminds me a lot about our business relationship, because basically, like, the grandfather, what are they, the Sackler family or something? Yeah. The grandfather, like, invented Valium and, like, some other shit like that. Right. But he was, like, he was a doctor and scientist, but he was, like...
What did he invent?
Valium. You heard of it?
Valium? I've never heard of Valium. I've heard of Valium.
What am I saying? Valium. No, I call it Valium. I won't apologize for that. Okay. Am I wrong? I don't think so.
Unapologetic.
No, I don't think so. Valium, Valium. I'm from New Jersey. Where are you from? Boise?
You're making it two syllables when it's three syllables.
I guess it depends on your dialect.
Hit us with the...
But he was
Valium.
But what he brought like to the medical field, or to pills, was... the sales aspect of it, you know, selling pills.
The predatory
was like,
sales practices?
Right, he like invented that or whatever. Basically, he died. He's a bazillionaire. He put his name on every museum and park and whatever he could.
I already put his name on every little
park. And then at his will reading, turns out he's broke. Not only broke, but has mad debts because he just promised every college ever and museum millions of dollars.
Right.
To try to hide his scumbag legacy, you know, which did work. And then he has, like, I don't understand at the will reading. They're all family members, like, obviously the core family, but I can't tell their relationship. They're definitely not all brothers and sisters.
Right.
But whatever. And Matthew McConaughey's, like, the youngest. Or
Broderick.
Broderick is the youngest, but he's still old. But the rest of them are, like, very old. And the will guy's like, oh, he's in mad debt, but he has all these companies. But basically, I strongly suggest you just instantly sell all these companies to pay the debts, or else you got, because you got, he like put your names like without your permission on the company. So you guys owe the debt.
Right.
And the whole family's freaking out. They're like brats. They're old men, but they're like brats.
Yeah.
And then Matthew Broderick goes to two of them and is like, let's sell all the companies except for the pill company. And they're like, what? Like, pills don't make money, blah, blah, blah. And so basically, Ferris Bueller has this vision of, like, making something happen, and he's able to convince the whole family. Long story short, he invents OCs, maybe one of the most successful products of all time,
right,
sales-wise. And the whole time, the family is doing nothing, like, not helping at all, except for bitching the whole time. And I feel like that's our business relationship. I'm like,
right.
Make more money. What the fuck? Like, what? We didn't make money today. I'm going to kill myself. It's like literally like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And like at every push of the OC thing, they're flipping out. They're like, let's just give up. Let's quit. And Matthew Broderick has to constantly sit them down and like bring them in and act like cool and whatever. But I'm like, this is pretty similar to mine and Sammy's business relationship. All to say, welcome.
Wait. Don't do it yet. I want to try something. I want to try something new, okay? Hear me out.
I only like old things.
I think we should... I want to try this, okay? I'm going to try a new way to open the show. Just work with me here.
Okay.
Don't say anything. Don't ruin this. When I point at you, Max...
You know Max only likes old things.
When I point at you, Max, do the intro.
Okay.
Just the normal intro, okay? We're trying something new here, folks. Just everyone relax and let's see
but
how it goes.
But who's we?
We're all trying
Mickey?
Something. No, stop. Nah. Okay, shh.
A little bit dead air.
Thanks for ruining that.
Oh.
I mean...
Let's do it.
Is it that hard to just
it
ask you guys for
10 seconds of dead air?
It's
I didn't realize. I thought something
air.
Went wrong.
It's not it's dead air. I'm playing music.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. You didn't tell me that.
Well, he said you needed to trust him and to chill out.
Did he say trust him?
Yeah.
Well, but you can't trust him?
I can. If he says to trust him, I just didn't hear him. Let's roll back.
He has to ask for your trust.
Like for 10 seconds of dead air, yes.
Like a kindergarten teacher does with her students.
There was in my mind, there was 10 or seconds of dead air. I thought you dropped the ball. And I said one tiny comment. Can we do it again? Now I understand?
Sure. Okay.
Let's try it again, folks.
Starting.
Broadcasting from the East Coast, north of New York City, coming to you from New Haven, Connecticut. Glad to see you made it here. But first, the intro.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the South of Heaven podcast. Who am I here with today?
I'm DB.
And it's me, Sammy.
And it's me. Guys, trust me.
Forget it.
Mickey!
Forget it.
What's going on?
What? We're done.
Why? Why are you being so sensitive?
I just wanted to try it, and it's unbelievable to see.
We're trying it, and I'm just making a comment on it. I can't comment on your thing?
I wanted you to say Bad Boys of Wrestling, not South of Heaven.
I guess I need better notes then, because I guess I'm not a mind reader.
Well, every intro is a little different.
Every intro you say Bad Boys of Wrestling.
Not every.
Last week I said On the Road Again podcast.
So no, you said Bad Boys.
And then like 2 weeks before that, I said the historical podcast.
All right, ready? We're going to try it again.
The whole thing.
We're going to try it again. Okay, ready?
Any other notes before we start? You just want me to say welcome to the Bad Boys of Wrestling podcast.
And put some gusto into it.
Okay.
You put a little English
and
on
then
it.
What should, and then after I say, it's me, Mickey, should I say anything or are you going to take over?
No, I'll finish it up okay. And then we'll be good.
I want all this left in though, please.
Yeah, of course.
Broadcasting from the East Coast, north of New York City, coming to you from New Haven, Connecticut. Glad to see that you made it here, but first, the intro.
And I say, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bad Boys of Wrestling podcast. Who am I here with today?
I'm DB.
It's me, Sammy.
And it's me, Mickey.
Thank you, Max. We have a lot to discuss here today. A lot of high strangeness to get to the bottom of. We have a hot new Reddit controversy, Reddit video on the UFO forum.
Oh.
Okay.
It's that kind of pod today.
No, just the section. I won't kill you guys.
Yeah, no. We're into it.
But essentially, there's this big discrepancy of there's this video where people are claiming that the Malaysian flight M370 that disappeared.
Okay.
They released video that UFOs teleported it away. So in the video, it's like FLIR, you know, like heat signature, you know, like how Predator sees.
Yeah,
it's that, love it. and it's an airplane flying through the sky, and then these tiny orbs start circling the airplane, and then a big black like cloud happens, and everything's gone. And then there's also video from the ground of it, or from like a satellite of the plane in the sky when it happens. And I don't buy it.
I want to say, if you're someone who doesn't think this video is real, don't listen to our podcast again. Don't email us. Don't sign up for our Patreon.
who released the video?
That's the thing, is that there's no...
Some guy with Photoshop.
Right. There's no official...
Provenance.
It's almost worth... Yeah.
Where's the provenance?
Right. There's no official, like, hey, we released it.
It just showed up on Reddit.
It just showed up on Reddit.
Q dropped it.
And there's a big split. You know, like half the people are like, oh, this is real. And they're going out of their way to prove why. The other half are like, this is fake.
And somehow both halves are dumb as fuck.
I mean, I don't believe it, but that's just that.
I feel like you believe it, though.
No.
It's interesting you would bring it up if you didn't believe it.
No, it's not true. He likes the drama.
Yeah. Very interesting video.
Wait, did they never find...
12
traces?
Seasons of Lost explained what happened, some missing airplanes.
So they did. What happened was the plane did just disappear.
Back to the island.
Right.
And there's actually been multiple... I think it happened like in 2012 or something. It happened a while ago or maybe earlier. And there's been multiple search parties that have still been going out to find it. So I think the most recent one was like 2020. They went out and tried finding it. And over the course of time, these search parties did find debris that washed up on certain shores.
So they did. They found debris.
Sure, but the people who believe the video are saying like, oh, that was fake. Like that was
they
a plan.
They did that plot and loss.
Yeah, they
the
did
debris
that.
Is
the
fake.
Debris. Yeah, the debris to cover up what really happened, which was UFOs teleported a whole flight.
You think UFOs don't have that tech?
I don't know what tech UFOs have.
You think they have laser guns?
I hope. That'd be
lightsabers.
Awesome. That'd be pretty chill too.
Light daggers. In the Star Wars universe, are there light daggers? There must be.
There must be. There must be. But
even if you never see them, it should be implied that
sure.
there are.
Yeah.
Are you just yesing me, or you believe that?
A short lightsaber.
Yeah, like a knife.
A light dagger.
Like a knife, but it's a...
Well, that new guy, what's his name?
Jar Jar.
Bylo Chen. Oh, Rilo Ken, what is it?
Rin-tin-tin.
Rilo?
Rilo Kiley?
I don't know. Kylo Ren, I think it was.
Oh, Kylo
Adam
Ren.
Driver. His lightsaber had the two little daggers on the side.
Oh, yeah. He was the Christian
on
one.
On the hilt.
Oh, right. So it made it look like a broadsword. Yeah.
I just saw a guy outside who had a t-shirt on with a cross on it, Jesus cross, and it says, this symbol is illegal in 53 countries.
That is...
That guy's obviously the man, right?
That one's intense.
Wait, a cross?
Like, you know,
like a
Jesus
cross?
And then it said this symbol.
But it had Jesus on it, or it was just a cross?
Just a cross.
Just a plain old...
Plain old Jesus cross without Jesus.
Okay.
Like, imagine a cross with Jesus on it.
This, yeah.
But then Jesus isn't on it.
Disappeared.
Some say.
Malaysian flight status.
Some say.
So that's all. That's all. I just wanted to do that intro into the high strangeness update.
That was fun. I realized what we're doing. You explained to me a little bit, but you didn't give me like the notes or anything, or my cues. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
It's too late. You offended me way too much.
But as a professional broadcaster, if I hear 10 seconds of dead air, I am going to jump in. But now I know it wasn't dead air.
As a professional broadcaster. Well, welcome back to...
Welcome
New Haven,
back.
Mickey. You were on...
Thank you.
You sold out nine nights and nine shows in 2 nights in Pittsburgh.
Incredible. Unheard of.
On the way back, my flight delayed. There was something going on with the flight before us. Long delay. I mean, like 45 minutes. And then all of a sudden the lady makes a speech. There's like nothing. They're not saying anything for a long time. Finally, she makes a speech and she's like, we're having some weather outside. And protocol is whenever there's a bolt of lightning, the guy, because the people who landed are still on the plane, still on the jetway. And they're saying the guys out there can't get them off the plane, start working until 15 minutes has cleared between each bolt of lightning. The second she's done, and I haven't noticed lightning at all, the second she's done with her speech, bolt of lightning. Everyone's like, oh, and then we're like counting down, and it gets to 12 minutes, another lightning, and then whatever. It wasn't a big deal. I didn't care. And this time my seat did recline, though.
Oh.
Which is fun.
So how long was it delayed in the end?
Maybe
was that
hour.
The flight with all the wheelchairs on it?
No, that was on the way there.
What happened?
On the way there was a world record amount of wheelchair people on that flight. And they each had to be... First, they had to get the regular people off the plane. Then two staff members at a time had to bring one wheelchair on the plane to wheel out one person. I guess dump them on the ground, take that wheelchair back into the plane, wheel out the next person. And like the last 30 seats were all wheelos.
30 seats. So
you call them wheelos. I call them my friends.
They were doing like a... They were trying to break the world record?
We did this bit last week. And to be honest, I didn't count, but it did take a long time. It's why I was sarcastically suggesting they broke a world record.
Oh, we did this on the pod?
Yeah. Did you not listen to last week's episode? My favorite app.
No.
We're getting so many emails.
I strictly never listen to the podcast.
Is that true?
Oh,
I love
yeah.
it. I love it. When they're good. I missed a few jokes at the beginning of the pod. I like dropped the ball on them. But overall, my favorite app. Mommy
you missed them
it.
Like you didn't hear them? Or
no, like I just did a bad job of telling jokes.
Right.
Which is so upsetting.
Yeah. It happens. More than you think.
I think he got a little too butthurt about the opening. It wasn't clear what was happening.
What? Right. I mean, you can't see. I guess I can see that
John Cena, the phone is.
You can't see, but I could see that the phone, his phone, was plugged in to the computer, and he would press play.
I didn't see anything.
Right. I also was unsure of what was going on, but I was just.
And you were willing just to sit here until the end of time.
I was willing to trust the process. Trust the process.
Oh, trust these nuts, boy. All right. What else is going on? What's good with you, dude?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? What'd you get into last night?
I'm having a hard time.
You are? You depressed?
Yeah.
I feel like I used to be the tense, crazy, bad guy. And then I think we switched.
No. You're still tense and crazy.
No, I'm only tense and crazy.
But you're not as depressed. You're more manic than depressed these days.
No.
I wouldn't say I'm depressed, but I've just...
That's the worst, when people don't realize that they're depressed. They're actually the most depressed.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's depression. It's more anxiety and stress.
You've been cutting yourself now?
No, I haven't.
We don't talk about it on the pod if you don't want to.
Well, I want to talk about it because, you know, talking about it is like the first step. And
for if you're a pussy or a girl.
That's the... Then what's the first step if you're not?
Just take care of your business.
Right.
What's going on?
Nothing. Sammy's depressed.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Oh, so that must have been a good segment.
No.
That's not how depression works, DB. Huh?
Another...
The light's on you, dude.
You know what I realized? Like, another thing. High strangeness moment.
Yeah.
Returns. I don't believe in ghosts, but, you know, all the people who are ghost hunters believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like,
I don't know if that's true, though.
Okay. Yeah. That might not be true, but they believe there's something there to investigate, right?
That all ghost hunters believe in ghosts?
Right.
Think, like, the
no,
ones
because.
On TV
the, or, well, there's always, I think, in a ghost hunter crew.
Have you seen that show, Evil?
Right. Like in Evil. But when Lou, our friend of the pod, Lou was telling us he used to be in a ghost hunter Cardi.
Yeah.
There's always there has to be like someone there who's a skeptic who doesn't believe. So they are a ghost hunter, but they're there to try and figure out like the reality based explanation to
like
what's going on.
Evil, you see it? Fire.
So
fire,
what
fire.
I find perplexing, like when if you like run into videos people put up of like a ghost hunter being like, oh, I was in this building and a door closed.
Yeah.
Whoa! You know, like, they get so scared. Like, every ghost hunter, when something crazy happens that possibly could be, like, credible evidence, they get so freaked out, and they make a scene and run. And I'm like, this is not helping anyone. Like, that would be like if you're trying, you know, to go shark hunting, and the second you see a shark, you're like, I got to get out of the water. You know, like, get me out. It's like, dude, you came to do this. Like, why are you flipping? Like, keep your calm. You know, imagine.
You know why they run, though, right?
You know what? Like, imagine what could be found if one ghost hunter didn't lose their shit and run.
Right. Just imagine.
Just
because you believe.
I think there could be evidence by now, but everyone runs, and there's no way that they're getting it.
We're never going to get to the bottom of this. Why do they run, Mickey? You were gonna say.
I want DB to say why they run.
I don't know. They're scared, but they're there to investigate it. So why are they scared?
They run because they're trying to put on a production, a TV show, and there's what's more exciting: running and screaming, or showing just a black screen that has no ghost in it, because there are no ghosts.
Yeah, I hear you. There's also people that
I just want you guys to hear me.
Also people who like have YouTube channels and stuff like that, or you know, investigate these things that are trying to find hard evidence, you know.
I would bet 90% of them are just in it for a quick buck.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
I think people who are actually into ghosts searching for them are too mentally ill to create a YouTube account.
Who are the richest ghost hunters?
I think the guy's
Egon.
Zach Baggins.
Baggins?
Yeah, he's...
Of the Baggin estate?
Lame. My sister used to love this show. It's called like Ghost Adventures, I think.
I liked the show. Wait, when was this from?
I think it might still even be on the air. This has been on forever.
And the leader is Zach Baggins.
Zach Baggins.
I like the show Scare Tactics. You guys know
they scared the crap out of people?
It was on Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
But the one where...
Oh, with Tracy Morgan?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't... But I think there are a couple iterations.
I like the one with Tracy Morgan.
I like the one with Shannon Doherty.
And the best episode in my humble...
Yeah. You know the one with Shannon Doherty, though?
Is it the same show?
I mean, it is.
Scare Tactics.
Okay.
So the thing is, like, most of the people are actors, but then they bring in, like... one stooge, you know, and they prank that person. And so this person gets hired to be like a lab assistant or something. And they're working on a lab. And then he's like, the actor scientist is like, yo, like intern guy, like bend down, open that cabinet over there and pull me out, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, sure, boss. And he opens it. There's a rat man in there. And the guy slams it and starts freaking out. And the scientist dude is like, rat man, what kid, like, this is your first day, like,
a rat, you know, man.
And that essentially it's a midget, like, with rat prosthetics on. Scariest thing I've ever seen. And the doctor, this is why I think the show is fake, because then the doctor's like, dude, there's no such thing as rat man, like, back to work, let's go. And the kid, like, instantly is like, oh, okay, like, I saw rat man, but I could just keep acting like everything's normal on Earth. And then, like, the scientist is like, I got to go piss. Like, you stay here, keep working. And when he leaves the room, the rat, like, bolts out and scurries across the room. It's the scariest thing ever.
You got it.
So scary.
You think it's fake because the kid stays.
If you saw a rat man, would your thing be, like, I got to keep working this unpaid internship? Or would it be, like, I got to stockpile guns and ammunition?
Well, honestly, if you're serious about your career.
Honestly, if I saw a rat man, I'd take it upon myself to fight it and kill it.
Right. That's the right thing to do.
Right.
Warn your friends and family and then kill it.
Courage.
Right. Warn your friends
and family. For 50 seconds, I thought there was monsters on Earth, you know?
Right.
Oh, how about all the Grayson, Mr. Grayson Waller, we are noticing.
Oh, we haven't talked about this.
But I just want to bring up, we don't have to get into it yet. Grayson Waller has his own show on
explain
w-
to the people
that's what I'm trying
beginning.
To do
right but who's Grayson Waller
yeah that's what color I'm, is he
well okay so Grayson Waller is a wrestler from Australia
okay
and his color is Australian
right
yeah
and he has a show within WWE called the Grayson Waller Effect
okay
where he just hosts a talk show in the ring.
What's the set look like?
Like palm shows. Trees and shit. It's funny.
Yeah,
a desk. He's very good, very, very funny, good wrestler.
He's got some TV screens up there, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He has a TV screen in the desk. No, that the camera's only on him.
Right.
So it's like double image, which is funny. But he has these scrolling tweets, I guess, like where while the show's going on, you know, everyone tweeting in to the show is scrolled on the bottom, and you could read what they're saying. And he writes all of his own comments, and they're very funny. Like, Grayson, your hair looks great tonight.
Right,
and like,
right.
Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
Grayson fan 269 or whatever.
Very funny. But we've noticed multiple. I think you should leave references.
Yeah, what were
the
two?
The one, yeah, I remember the Pay It Forward one.
Oh,
someone was like, Grayson, have you ever started a Pay It Forward chain?
Right.
There was that one. Do you remember a different
Dan
one?
The other one was Dan Flashes.
Yes.
That was the first one, I think, that I remember, at least.
There might be a third one.
So you think it's Grayson Waller is a fan of I Think You Should
Absolutely.
Leave? Or some writer at WWE who's working with Grayson?
Well, first of all, we got to figure out, in kayfabe, is it supposed to be obvious that Grayson's writing all those? And it's not. He just has a loyal fan base.
Right, no. In kayfabe, well...
Right.
Right, it's hard, actually, because the character would write his own
exactly. In kayfabe, this guy
And then the other question is, outside of kayfabe, whether in kayfabe he's writing those, pretending to be multiple people, or it's actual... fans
right
outside kayfabe, is he writing those tweets or is a staff writer at WWE?
Well, that right, so that was my question.
Possibly someone out of Hartford, home of paperwork.
What,
huh?
The WWE office is home of paperwork.
Oh, it was Stanford. officer in Stanford.
That's, I think you would be on that's the wrong side of history on this one.
That's why I didn't understand.
Valium. Valium, you call it? Valium.
Oh, Valium.
Valium. You call it Suboxone or Suboxone?
Suboxone.
I know people who seriously call it Suboxone.
Yeah, well, I think there's maybe a case for it.
But not Valium? The thing everyone calls it?
Valium.
Valium, I hear.
Yeah, you're now saying it Valium. Right. Yeah.
Wait, I have a...
Before you were saying the word volume with an A instead of an O Valium. At the beginning. You were saying volume.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No.
That's how people say it.
No, they say Colin. Valium.
Call in. Ring-a-ding-ding.
There's... What would you do if you were on the plane that got teleported by aliens?
I would call back home and tell people it's fake just to protect their fragile minds.
Mm.
Wow. Here. Well, where do we think it got teleported to?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's the scariest part.
Yeah. Because, like imagine you get
space?
I don't know.
And then you die instantly?
Or their home world.
Onto their home world.
Right. And they're like, look what we fucking hijacked from Earth, y'all. We got cool shit.
It's just like teenagers playing a prank, though.
I mean, very well could be.
Or it's
teenage
teleported.
Aliens, you're saying.
Right, yeah. Teenage aliens playing a prank.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I would stand up on the plane and be like, guys, coach is right. If we want to win this game, we got to band together. And
this is literally the plots of Yellow Jackets, another fire show.
I heard the second season was no good.
Well, you talked to idiots because it was fire.
Wow. So anyway, I think Grayson is a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Grayson's got to be a fan.
I'm with you on that.
Either way.
He's writing it in for the people who are going to notice it.
Right.
You know, that's what he's putting it in there for.
Do you think there's other references to other shows or stuff that we're missing because we're not in on that circle?
Oh, in the Grayson Waller tweets?
Like, we picked up on I Think You Should Leave, but is there like other shit? We're not. Is there Yu-Gi-Oh shit we're not picking up
maybe.
On?
Maybe. I mean, right. Maybe. I haven't seen anything besides those comments that are strange. You know, every other comment's funny, but it's like pretty straightforward about, hey, like your shirt, you're the best wrestler, you know.
Right. They're not like saying referencing things like Dan Flash.
He wears crazy shirts, so like to reference his shirt is not that so far out there.
But to say Dan Flashes.
Right, but like
No, it's not so far out there, but I think Derek's right, like when we're watching if there were any other proper nouns being referenced. Right.
So one time there's a proper noun. Like even the second one, the pay it forwards, that's right.
Yeah, that's interesting. What was the, do we remember
like,
the exact
I think it
tweet?
Was,
yeah.
I think you should leave reference, but right. I'm just saying like that's so
that,
common.
That is,
like,
yeah. I mean, not so common, but it's something, right, someone could understand, but not know
as. Only people who watch Think You Should Leave know Dan Flashes. Yes. I think most people would know Pay It Forward, even if they never saw the Haley Joel Osment film.
Right.
It's almost like that movie never happened.
Almost.
Wait. The movie AI is about Pay It Forward?
Yeah.
No, there's a movie with...
Is AI's Will
with
Smith?
Your hero, Kevin
Which
Spacey, and Haley Joel Osment,
mm-hmm.
and Helen Hunt from...
I don't call women that name.
No.
Helen? You're thinking of iRobot.
What's AI?
AI was a Steven Spielberg film that was originally written by Stanley Kubrick, but
he
didn't
help me
finish it. And it's with Haley Joel Osment and Jude Law.
Jude Law, and they they're like Transformers or what do you call them? Androids, and they like look like sort of like robots, but they're also
more of a
like
Broadway
people.
Guy.
Is it good? Is that like in the pantheon of Steven Spielberg movies?
No, it's not
like
in his pantheon.
Where does it fall?
But well, it's not. I mean, it
I
right. falls at the
pantheons.
Bottom.
It does.
I thought the first half of the movie was good.
I think there is actually like at the time wasn't considered one of his best, but I think there is like a cult following for it now. Like, I think people, there is like an appreciation for
they did a great
AI,
job
artificial
with the
intelligence.
Film.
Right.
It looks good. It looks very visually good.
I mean, it's
good.
Spielberg. It's got to have something. Yeah. You know, it's got to have something. Because we love Spielberg as a family.
Yeah. What's our favorite Spielberg film?
We celebrate his whole catalog.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Schindler's? I never saw it.
We were at...
Is that pro or anti?
We were at...
Certainly not
that
pro.
He's never seen it?
Yeah.
I also don't think I've seen... I mean, like, when I was younger, like, they maybe showed it in, like...
Parts of it, maybe in school.
Class. Yeah. But...
It's not a rewatchable.
It's black and white.
Yes.
And it's long.
Very.
Yeah, it's a tough
Flamers one. Love it.
Flamers?
Flamers are people who love trains.
Oh.
You guys, no, they're called foamers.
Foamers. Oh, you're a flamer. Okay, foamers are the, okay, I get those confused.
Flamer because I'm a big Johnny Storm fan. There's, I think Close Encounters is probably, might be his.
I could see that.
His coup de grace, as they say.
Right.
As they say,
it's a wrestling reference. It's a very cheap special move.
I think it's like the weakest special move. No, I think it's so sick.
It's disgusting to watch every time. I'm a little hungover today, boys.
No.
Yeah.
But you look great.
I don't feel great.
You don't look great either.
I don't look great either. I didn't get a lot of sleepy sleeps. We went out last night and we ended it late. We wrapped it up. I ended up getting home at 12.
Oh, that's late.
For a weeknight, I think.
Yeah, that's late for a weeknight.
Yeah.
I mean, we left like at 9.
Mm-hmm.
15. So you were out there.
Mm-hmm. I was out there. Our buddy played in a bluegrass band. Damn, you hear my voice crack? Because I'm just so disheveled today. I'm falling apart.
Speaking of... Are you? You look great, though.
You just said I don't.
Oh, right. You don't look great.
Now you're confusing a hungover person.
No, you don't look
good.
You look bad.
Thank you. Would Led Zeppelin vape if they were around today?
I don't know. I don't know anything about...
All right. What classic rock bands would vape if they were around today?
They'd all be vaping.
Would they be cigarette strong?
Well, everyone is both now, you know.
Like instead of Jimmy Page putting a cigarette in his guitar headstock when he's doing Stairway,
he'd have an elf bar in there. A full
just like
elf
jamming
bar,
it, right. Jamming it into the strings on the headstock.
All right, that's funny.
And it keeps sliding out, and he's like, "Hold on," you know, has to put it back.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is like so puritanical about their nicotine these days that there's only smokers or only vapors. I mean, certainly there are like smokers and there are vapors, but I think most people who want nicotine will take it where they can get it. You know, they appreciate both. They can appreciate all of it.
I knew a guy who always took Nick patches and put them on his balls.
What?
Yeah. He said it goes straight to the dome when it's through the sack.
You said it goes straight to the balls when it's on your sack.
I sent Max this clip, which he had no reaction to. But you remember in the Grush hearing, there was the two crusty dudes sitting behind Grush, Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp.
Crusty in the sense?
They just looked like they all had like big beards and disheveled.
Yeah,
and,
okay, I don't remember. But.
Anyway, Jeremy Corbell's a big UFO guy. And I'm watching an interview with him. And he tries looking so cool. This is why I think he's like a little bit of a cornball. He tries looking so cool, right? And the interviewer asks him a serious question.
Yeah.
And he goes dead silent. And then he just picks up an elf bar and he goes. Let me ask you a question.
Only the weirdest people are on that committee.
I know. That's why I kind of like it, though.
Wait, he's... who is this guy?
Jeremy Corbell.
He's a... what?
He's a private citizen who's just been fanatical in researching and
right.
kind of like what Tom DeLonge does, like just spends all of his free time like getting to the truth.
Sure.
And he's just been a big proponent all these years leading yeah. up to the hearing of getting more information out there.
Yeah.
And interviewing people and bringing people who are eyewitnesses forward and giving them a platform, et cetera.
Hell yeah.
But that was just so funny. Like, he tried being so, like, deep and serious that he picks up an elf bar and yeah, rips it. It was
it
so,
is.
It was like, he probably, like, wished it was a cigarette, you know? Right. Like, you know, you light up a Bogue, you look way cooler.
For sure.
Lighting up a Bogue and being,
no
and,
go,
and saying, let me ask you a question.
Right.
And flipping and the script.
And then flicks it. And flicks the Bogue.
Right at the camera.
At one drag, flicks the Bogue. Speaking of Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm. We got to talk to you, DB.
We didn't bring it up last week, but no, it's not the time. It's not the time. No, but we were at trivia earlier this week.
Yes.
Tuesday night trivia.
Were we? I don't even remember anything about
that. For a friend's birthday.
I don't remember anything about the best night of my life.
No, but we went out to dinner.
Happy birthday, Taryn.
Happy birthday, Taryn, friend of the pod. And... we and the trivia host, there was a question about the Hanukkah song.
Oh,
which
yeah,
he confused. This is insane, right? Right, which he confused though as being a song from Eight Crazy Nights,
like which
that,
it's not
that right, which it's not, it's just from SNL.
Yeah, it came out
and
first,
and then right, it came out way before Eight yeah. Crazy Nights. The Hanukkah
and was
song.
It used in Eight Crazy Nights?
No, I don't
yeah,
think
it's on the soundtrack.
Oh, it is
one okay. of the versions, yeah.
Oh, so oh, okay, I guess I didn't realize that. Oh, I guess I did know that actually, but is it in the movie?
I don't really remember the movie, I think I saw
Shut
it
up.
Once.
Go on,
but he's saying like, the question was about the Hanukkah song.
Right.
And he was like, oh, funny story. My parents didn't let me watch. Like, I don't know the Hanukkah song very well because my parents didn't let me watch Eight Crazy Nights. Like, I was allowed to watch Lil Nicky and I was allowed to watch whatever, some other Adam Sandler, you know, but not Eight Crazy Nights for some reason. And we called out.
Not way, but...
I yelled out because of anti-Semitism. Right?
Sammy yells out that because of anti-Semitism.
Sammy tries pulling us down with him.
And he denied
it's anti-Semitism.
That.
And he's like, oh, no, I don't know. Like,
there's no world where you can watch Lil Nicky and not Eight Crazy Nights
right.
without it being
Lil Nicky's
anti-Semitism.
About the devil.
About the devil. Corrupting Earth,
and you're allowed
and
to and you're allowed to watch that, but you can't watch a cartoon,
a holiday movie
about.
I love fried
about
chicken.
Hanukkah, that about
good.
Hanukkah.
That was good. That was a good impression.
Yeah, and he's like, no, I don't think it was anti-Semitism. Like,
we were anti-cartoons.
I share a birthday with Anne Frank.
Oh my God! Yeah, he.
So it can't be that.
That was.
And this
for
guy
me,
is
not
like,
over the line to publicly say into a microphone in the middle of a barbecue place, over the line.
Right. Well, no. I liked when he called out that he shared a birthday with Anne Frank. Also, this kid, he was young, definitely younger
than
us. So
know
like,
if you need to describe him too much.
Well, I think it's important.
I guess we'll let the universe decide. What?
No, that he was.
He looked like you.
No, he was. I think he was a person of color, but like ambiguously so.
He was a very sassy, so sassy, almost mad, gay guy.
Right. Like. Yeah. Super sassy.
Just the way
kind of a dick.
Right, twink. No. Kind
could
of.
Could
like,
turn
but real,
on a dime and become a dick.
Yes, but I was. But I thought he was really funny, and we were having a lot of fun together.
Even past
and,
the anti-Semitism?
But
he's
like,
being a
yeah.
fucking asshole about everyone's complaining that his microphone sucks and he's acting
oh,
like it's
they,
our fault.
Were they complaining? I
yeah,
didn't hear that
like,
part.
Like the because, table next to us who also took food from
yeah,
the buffet,
yeah.
they asked him to speak up. I think we asked him to speak up. And then he's like, well, that's interesting because the table behind, the furthest table away has no issue. And then that table's like, we want you to speak up
yeah.
too.
Right.
That's true. Oh, by the way,
I
not only
that.
Did we come in school trivia and win, we got
nope.
free food.
Wait.
Spoiler alert.
Double spoiler.
No. I mean, all of this is coming. But just the last thing about the Anne Frank.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know you were getting to that.
I mean, it'll...
Why would he not save... Yeah, right.
Well, no, I wasn't That's necessarily, not how stories work. It's just in the middle of, you know, whatever. We're It's all good. Let's reset.
Classic spoiler.
Anne Frank. He says he shares a birthday with Anne Frank. And then he says, funny story... Actually, you know, like a minute later, maybe he breaks in. This one, right? This one was a little rough. Like I didn't hear what he said, but I could just tell by
what he was saying that it was wildly anti-Semitic.
Well, no, it wasn't wildly anti-Semitic.
And the whole crowd was loving it.
It was not anti-Semitic.
Like, I don't need to hear the actual words to know when anti-Semitism's going down.
You just know from the crowd reaction.
Look, it's the same thing. You guys know heard about this Bradley Cooper controversy?
No.
He's got a new movie on Netflix coming out called Maestro, about Leonard Bernstein, who was the composer and
Oh, this is what you were talking to me about last
Philharmonic.
Night.
And in the new trailer just came out, and he's got this like insanely... big prosthetic nose.
But that's what the guy looked like, and I'm okay with Bradley Cooper doing Juno's.
You're okay with it, right? With and so,
Bradley
and Leonard Bernstein's family
Jewish?
Is not Jewish, okay. Right? So this is the other thing. Like, there are these people online. Yeah, I mean, everyone's going to complain about everything, but there's this guy. Or there's
Tim
this
Dillon says that it's an open secret in Hollywood that Bradley Cooper is. Like a gay slut, and he's constantly being spotted coming out of gay clubs covered head to toe in cum. And that's an open secret.
Tim Dillon says
yeah.
That. First of all, like, does Tim Dillon have any Hollywood presence? Like, where is he?
I think it's mostly a joke, but
right, it's hilarious. But there is this, we have entered this, you know, era in Hollywood where we don't want.
I mean, it's insane to do Juno's in 2023.
Right. And
who
and,
would think that's a good idea? That's insane.
But, and I don't think it's offensive. I don't care. But
right.
Like, and
but we
and,
all know
and
the
his,
rules.
And Leonard Bernstein's kids, you know, have all said we were like with him 100%. We were consulted every part of the way of this movie. This is like, you know, like our dad wouldn't care, whatever. But it is sort of the last frontier of. In Hollywood, which Jews run, like people are no longer allowed to portray characters that they don't identify as. So like Jeffrey Tambor being, you know, playing a trans woman in Transparent.
Well, I feel like everyone's still allowed to play Italian.
Oh, that's pretty good. Right. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's these.
And
it's
they
these
have
like
Asians play other types of Asians that they're not.
Is that true?
A hundo.
Yeah. I guess I don't know. Right.
And Mexican, Puerto Rican are interchangeable.
If you're a subgenre of white,
Disney is like doing all these remakes with people of color.
Yeah.
So is it the same thing reverse?
No. This is the Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid is not a white person.
She's a mermaid.
She's a mermaid.
Okay.
A cartoon.
What about Snow White?
A cartoon. These are fictional characters. What about Snow White?
More black people have the last name White than white people have the last name White.
What about the seven dwarves that are now normally sized people?
Is that true?
Oh, when you stumbled on that end, I thought you were going to say something else.
They're supposed to be dwarves.
No.
They're not Nomo.
Right. This is very funny. But... No, it like
who would think, it was a good idea to do Juno's?
But it's not the only one. Like in Oppenheimer, you know, like Cillian Murphy, whatever. Is it Cillian or Killian?
It doesn't matter.
Cillian Murphy.
We'll go with Cill.
Not Jewish, playing a Jewish person,
but not with a fucking
right,
schnoz.
Right, but just that. Right. No, the nose is like
is the nose
probably,
is the whole thing.
Well, the nose is not the whole thing.
To me, it is
because like I. Just like in...
Why can't an actor... I mean, who cares? I think a white actor could play a black character, like...
How would they do that?
I don't know. Like, we're all the same. Unless it's a biopic and the person grew up in the funky 70s, then maybe they would have to put on a jive turkey accent or something. But, like, whatever.
So Bradley
but
Cooper,
I just think
whatever,
we all know the rules. Whatever, in 2023, right. Don't do stuff like that. We
okay,
all know the
exactly,
rules.
That's what I'm.
Maybe
that's
they're
what
stupid.
We're saying,
maybe they're not. We know the rules. Like
that's what
I
we're
think
saying.
I should be allowed to burn homeless people cigarettes, but I know I'll probably get in trouble, so I don't. But like. We know the rules.
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's Cillian Murphy.
But
it's Helen. It's Helen Mirren playing.
Junos is equivalent to like blackface.
Golda Meir, and it's Bradley Cooper playing Leonard Bernstein, and on top of it, doing the prosthetic nose. So like,
I don't think it matters. At
what was Leonard but Bernstein's nose like? Very distinguishable for his look.
Right. I mean, the point is to make him look like Leonard Bernstein. Yeah. It's not like a caricature of a Jew. It's a makeup to make Bradley Cooper mm-hmm. look like Leonard Bernstein. Stein.
I think Stein.
Yeah. Whatever.
I bet you would.
Bernstein Bears.
But anyway, so on top of all of this that my community has to put up with, this twink at the fucking trivia.
Oh, we're still on this.
Yeah, right. Tells a story. He's like, I was over in Europe at the beginning of the pandemic, and I share a birthday with Anne Frank, and I had to shelter in place or whatever. He says he was stuck in.
This is what he said.
He said he was stuck in a house.
This is in Europe. You should have jumped him.
He said he was stuck in a house in Europe. He's like, the parallels were uncanny. Gemini stuck in a house in Europe. Like, I made it out though, thankfully.
Did he say that I made it out?
New York,
he said I made it out.
I was so disgusted I stopped listening halfway through. So,
you know, I mean, he was just trying to be cute and funny.
You thought he was cute?
I mean, he was definitely cute.
And then you guys see, like, at the end of the night, I go up and hand him $20.
Did
what?
Oh, because I put him up to the story, to the Anne Frank story. Can you pretend to have Anne Frank's birthday tonight?
You did good this time. Right. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Anyway.
Should we start over? How can we never start over?
So you talk about the free food.
That was the most excited I've ever seen, Max.
I mean, it was...
Max's eyes went so wide.
It was a huge come up.
How am I going to edit out that yawn?
Huge come up.
How am I going to edit out that?
You don't. The yawn is real.
Horrifying yawn.
Reality.
We won trivia.
We did.
We won.
But only because everyone was so retarded there.
No, that's not true. We won by 1 point. So unless you're saying we were all equally as retarded and we were 1 point less retarded than everyone else.
Honestly, Taryn had the Kardashians and Taylor Swift down lock.
Yeah.
And that was like 50% of the question.
Right.
So,
I mean, we did.
Oh, we messed up naming the last five most recent Marvel movies.
Well, Jonah MCU could only movies. Get 2 out of 5.
But so. I was right. So we did have, we were having a debate. None of this is
But the Spider-Man but, is part of the universe.
No. The, not
I
the,
went on
the,
to Wiki last night, and,
yeah.
and it has,
like the,
in the in the Mix universe or whatever, not Mix, but what's there on now?
Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Right, but then within that, like the last movies, they've been like crossing into different time
Right, multiverse,
the
right.
multiverse.
Yes.
In the last five multiverse, it
is
the Spider-Man.
Okay, it is complicated now, what they listed the animated Spider-Verse movies.
Oh, is that what you guys were debating
about?
Yeah,
the Spider-Verse.
Oh, no,
movies.
I just thought you were talking about whatever.
So shut
Wait,
the
no,
fuck up,
Wait, no, why would the
dude.
Animated be a part of it?
Because it's a Marvel movie. Oh, why wouldn't it,
No, why
saying?
Would it?
Because it's...
But it doesn't have, like...
Doesn't have what?
Wakanda in it.
Well, I mean, it certainly could. We don't know. We
could
seen...
have Bob's Burgers in it. We don't know.
But... Right. We also don't know. Well, but that's the whole point of those Spider-Verse movies, although I haven't seen the new one.
I haven't
What's
either.
The new one called?
We were dying in trivia know, on this.
Into
Are we...
the Spider-Verse?
Into
the
Spider-Verse.
No, the new one, though, is something else.
Enter
Across
the no.
I don't know. But no, we screwed the last five Marvel Cinematic Universe's releases. We got the last four, and then we put Spider-Man No Way Home, but it was Thor, Love and Thunder, whatever. Anyway. But we were freaking...
More like Thor.
We were killing it. What was the...
Love and Blunder.
It was no good?
That's what the host was trying to say, and I guess DB agrees with him.
Oh, really?
More like lovin' blunder.
It's crazy because the rest of them are so good. It's weird they dropped the ball in that single
Zelda
one.
Loved it.
I bet she did.
Zelda loved it.
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm just being stupid.
Oh, what the frick?
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
I like Black Widow.
Me too.
What was that about?
What else were some... What was the one that you knew that nobody else knew, Mickey?
Nickname for the Supreme logo.
How'd you know that, Max? And what was it?
Because he's a fucking hype beast. Look at him.
Because I'm a hype beast. Supreme Box. No, because a couple years ago, I was flipping... I got a bot, and I was flipping Supreme shit, but I only did it for like a month, and then got out the game.
Bot, you mean like an AI like Jude Law or Haley Joel Osment?
Haley Joel Osment, yeah.
Little Haley Joel?
You got little Haley.
You were enslaving Haley Joel to flip Supreme for you?
Well, to bot, you get the bot to...
Because the things sell out instantly.
Immediately purchase.
And the bot somehow skips you to the front of the line.
Which it should be the opposite.
Hmm?
How do they do that?
I don't know.
The world is so messed up.
But what
about the free food?
So we show up to Bear's barbecue place that is
New Haven, Connecticut.
It's a hit or miss place. When it hits, it hits. When it misses, ooh, does it miss? And it's mad expensive, so like it really misses when it misses. And we go there, and they're like, oh, like, it is trivia night, but we're finishing up a party in the big dining room. You guys can't sit in there for 20 minutes. We'll probably actually, like, 15 minutes. We'll actually probably, like, 10 minutes. And we're like, okay, well, we're going to go order food. They're like, okay, it'll definitely be ready by the time you get your food. We're like, okay, so 3 minutes, great. Whatever. We get our food. We go in. We sit down at this table. There's a bunch of us, so it's a big table. Right behind us is the buffet from that private party. They had it left out. Huge buffet thing full of pulled pork, one of pulled chicken, one of cornbread, one of baked beans, and one of macaroni and cheese. Mm. And I'm not a macaroni and cheese guy, but I love their mac and cheese.
It's a hit.
Whatever. Eventually, an employee comes around, and they're about to dump it out. I'm like, oh, is this going in the trash? They're like, yes, Mr. Young. See, they know me by name there because I'm a preferred customer. And I'm like, oh, like right now? And he's like, well, I guess I got to go make a phone call. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And then also on the table, I forgot to mention there was a million to-go boxes. So me and Sam may just start loading up 55 taters, 55 pulled porks to the brim in these boxes. And this place is so expensive. So it's like thousands of dollars worth of food. And then this table of girls who was sitting next to us overheard it. They start coming up to fill up boxes. They're like, thank you so much for asking.
Right.
And then also during the game when they were beating us, I screamed out to the room that they stole food. But I actually want to talk about this. The way they responded, like obviously I don't know these girls at all, so I don't know their sense of humor. But the way they responded, it did seem like they were being serious because they were like, no, we didn't. We didn't steal anything.
Right, right.
And maybe that is the tone they joke in, but it sounded more like they were trying to.
No, it was. Well, because most people... As we know, established fact, we're cooler and funnier than 95%. What do you mean of people?
That is not true.
And
that's not true.
And so it's hard for people to understand jokes sometimes.
Everyone I meet is cooler than me.
And so when you yell out an obvious joke that they stole food, it is like they were like scared. I think they were shook.
But they're like. Youngins, they should be sillians, and like so it's clearly Cillian obviously
Murphys?
A joke, because if anything we're the original food thieves,
right?
Hell yeah. Is that the name of our pod now, dude? The original food thieves.
That's it.
Woo.
Whatever. So we won the buffet and we won trivia.
What'd we get? $50 gift card.
Yeah, and that Taryn is her birthday, so we're like, you should take it, and she refused to take it.
Which I found bizarre.
Well, she doesn't live here half the time.
Oh, that's
all right. Well, the other half, she does live here. And every time she's here...
She'll only use it if we go to get... Like, she's only going to Bears with us, I feel like.
Okay.
So, like, so I have the gift card. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to use it without her, or without y'all, at least.
Well, $50, at least that covers half of...
Has anyone had the banana Snapple flavor?
No, never even heard of it.
What do you think it's like?
Probably tastes like blueberries.
But like they're like tea. Banana, so like Snapple what's like flavor? Banana tea or juice tastes like even?
I'm an honest tea guy. Born and raised New Haven, Connecticut.
I only like the honest unsweetened black tea. The green tea. I don't like cold green honest, tea. It tastes like pre-vaped weed to me in a gross way.
That's not like wrong. That? No, I do like it, but I know exactly what you mean by the pre-vaped weed taste.
I prefer my tea to lie to me.
You don't want it to be honest.
Lying tea.
Got it.
Skinny teas. What's the joke here? Tea for Texas.
Oh, remember we're supposed to talk about wrestling?
Welcome. Sure. Well, should we start over? Honestly.
Yeah, let's do it.
How deep are we in? 10 minutes?
Oh, 55.
All right. What? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the bad. Oh, so bad. Ooh. I want to be good, but I'm so bad. Boys of Wrestling Podcast. Who am I here with today?
What's there to talk about?
Wrestling-wise?
Yeah.
Raw was good.
Yeah, we talked about Raw, though, I think.
No.
We did?
No, we Raw. Today's Thursday.
Didn't Kaiser rape Maxine?
That was last week.
She.
But they did like continue that story a little bit.
He's still hitting on her.
Wait, so what happened on Raw this week?
Well, Cody's what happened on SmackDown last week, because we haven't talked about that either, and that's where it's at.
Oh, right.
Bloodline. I can't remember anything.
Bloodline.
Oh,
let's just talk
deuces,
about
Deuces,
Ooses. Deuces, Ooses.
You know that shoot, right? Text them. Say, was Deuces, Ooses
wait,
shoot?
Can we get him on the phone to talk wrestling?
Do you have the, no, because this episode already has been swag, so I don't want to swag it up even more with him.
No, he's so good at talking about it. I think it'll be a good segment.
Let's do it.
We'll get a good wrestling set. Also, this episode has been great.
Oh, that's what I said.
I can't believe
it. Don't put words in my mouth.
Like,
I'm
going
to kill you.
You have to no-sell
everything.
Shut
your mouth right now.
You're going to love this. This is going to be
your
favorite episode.
Shut your fucking mouth.
You always say this, and then you listen back, and you're like, oh, the episode's so funny. That was my favorite episode. But you have to no-sell the shit out of it while we're on the pod. And then how do you think that makes the universe feel?
I don't know, because they don't email us.
Yeah, what's
maybe
up
they would
that,
email
universe?
If the episodes were more fire. Did you ever consider that? Did you? No, because you only think about
not
yourself.
Not even for 1 second.
Right. Exactly. You piece of shit. Did you text them?
No.
Because you guys aren't even friends. You're too
so
scared
I thought
to
we
text
were gonna
them.
Call.
Oh, are we? Do we have the tech, DB?
We have the tech, boys.
All right, let's do it.
But we're already at an hour.
We have the all right. Well, we'll talk 10 minutes of wrestling. We used to do like hour 20, hour 30.
Yeah, but then DB demanded we only do half hour podcasts.
No,
I didn't demand it, but
right. Wow.
But
yeah,
there has been some feedback for the pod where it's like, oh, you know, I start an episode, but then it's like an hour something, and I don't finish it.
Who said that,
Taryn?
I mean, no, but she's has finished. She's just saying she's only listened to two because they are long and she doesn't have that much time to listen, I guess. But all podcasts are an hour plus.
Can you groom yourself?
I wish
in
they
the
weren't. I also like shorter podcasts. They're not giving it to us.
I hate when you do that.
What? Shut the fuck up.
Him.
Dude.
For some reason, it's me. It's not him.
I know
it bothers
it's
me so much.
You're putting beard oil
crazy.
In.
I know, but it, for some reason, it hits me so hard watching him do it because he's always like,
so stop watching
for like
it.
10 minutes straight.
No,
it feels good, dude. I like it.
And the way he
there,
does
bro.
It just irks me.
What?
So
I just stare at you in the eyes while I do it. Chill
I know.
Out.
It's me. It's like some sort of OCD thing or something.
Dude,
but the way you do it and the length it takes, it just makes me fucking bonkos.
Yeah. Go shave in the bathroom at work. That's fine.
Wait, did we call out on the last pod?
What,
come
I should
by
shave out
the,
here?
Shave at your house.
What did we offer? Come by the
do
white
beard
buffalo.
Beard oil at your house?
No.
What's the difference?
I'm just putting oil in
we're
my
both
beard.
Both grooming our facial hair.
No.
It's
I'm just
true.
Putting oil in my beard.
Okay,
I'm not,
and I'm just shaving my hair.
Yeah,
your
one
facial
leaves,
hair
one
everywhere
leaves,
in our bathroom.
You know, residue.
Yeah, fucking the...
No
oil he's putting then it gets all over.
It's
everything.
Not getting all over everything.
How
your hair is all over the bathroom.
No, it's not. Go look.
I saw it the other day.
Show me one hair.
Okay.
Oh my God! This fucking kid's a 5-year-old over here.
How am I a 5-year-old?
Anything you do is right.
I'm just asking
shave.
If people could groom themselves in the bathroom. If you don't want to, that's fine. That's the end of it. I'm just kindly requesting that we groom ourselves in the bathroom.
Do we have the technology?
Yeah, give me a phone.
You don't have a phone? You have a phone and his phone number.
Well, right, but...
But?
But?
He would probably pick up for you.
Just we'll this see. If he doesn't intentions. Pick up, he doesn't pick up. Give him a call. Give him a call.
We should have given him a heads up because he has that fancy microphone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I sent him a microphone.
You sent him a microphone?
Yeah.
But how would he get that? How does he do that?
He plugs into his computer or whatever.
All right, I guess maybe we should just call it. How do we end this?
This is probably my favorite episode.
Call him. Shut the fuck.
You're right.
Selling son of a bitch.
You're right. You're right. I'm so stupid. I don't know why I assume anything.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. What's up?
You're on the pod.
No, no, we're just chilling. This is just normal stuff. Nice. Hell yeah, dude. How was All Elite? Oh, it's not till tonight, right?
Not coming through.
Oh, it's not. Is it going to work now? Well, we want to hear your thoughts on the bloodline. You're the Jey Uso saying I'm out WWE is work.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. I loved it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But is it work or shoot?
I don't know what's work, what's shoot.
Oh. Now
it's obviously a work. You mean, what do you mean?
Like, you piece of shit, you promised me.
Yes, I fucking told you. Yes, Max looks like an idiot. This is sick. This
you
is
look
the
like
best
an
part.
Idiot because there's a group text without you in it where we're talking about wrestling.
Well, that's fucked up.
And oh, really? What did you say in it? That I was supposed to say it's a shoot?
And I said, promise me if he comes up that you'll tell Sammy it's a shoot. And you said, okay, I don't think it'll come up though.
Oh, I forgot about that. Well, I didn't realize you guys were going to call me together.
Wait, so
obviously
it's
a fucking
work
that I convinced you for a second.
You did not
for half a second.
Me. Not ever.
You were on the yeah, no. Dude.
No, my bad. I forgot about that.
No, it's fine.
You have to remind me that you're going to do it. Like, you can't tell me something a week ago and then expect me to remember it today.
So, I guess I'm the only one who reviews my text messages daily.
Yeah, I guess so.
Why are you laughing? This is my life.
If you would have reminded me today, I would have. But I don't know. Like, I love it. I think it's a great angle, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Maybe it could be a shoot. It could work itself into a shoot, you know, but I don't think so. I think it's the hottest thing in wrestling right now. It'd be crazy for any party involved to make it reality, you know?
Right. It'd be crazy for Jey to leave.
But it's going to be interesting to see how long he stays out for and what happens when he comes back.
Right.
A new gimmick, you know, no more Usos.
And in the meantime, what's going to happen?
Maybe Roman and Jimmy are going to fight.
Right.
Like in the meantime, like until tomorrow or Friday?
No. What do you mean? Like Jey could be gone.
I don't think Jey's coming back that quick.
Right, Jey's going to be gone for a while. The next big Roman fight will be Roman and Jimmy.
Most likely. I mean,
not necessarily, but yeah, it's a good angle.
Yeah.
A Kurt angle.
How come no one talks shit about Solo being the worst brother ever? That's never brought up.
I know, it should be. Like, it is weird how, like, Solo gets a pass as if he's not their brother, you know?
Well, they don't have the same last name.
Like, it's such a big deal that Jimmy, like, kicked Jey in the face, yet, like, Solo weakly, like, spikes them in the throat. Like, you know?
What do you make of this blindside Sandra Bullock movie thing that's
it's
going on?
It's a bunch of nonsense. It's a bunch of nonsense on both sides. Like, one, it's... You know, they never made any money off the movie, like, and that's a fact. It's documented. They made like $500,000 as a family up until this point total in the movie, and it's been split equally amongst the five members of the family, including Michael Orr. The issue here, the way I see it, is some guys got in. So, like, you know, all this stuff with Britney Spears and the conservatorship happened in the last 2 or 3 years, right? And so it's become very public about how these things have been used negatively against people. And Michael Orr was probably some, like, because, you know, up until very recently, he was incredibly close with them, like they were his family. And they never made any money off of him aside from the movie, you know, like, which they didn't make money off and they all split, and it wasn't a lot of money anyway. And I think what's happened now with Michael is, like, some, like, lawyers or whoever, or friends or people who are trying to get money to for their own means have gotten into his head and told him that, oh, look, see, you were being taken advantage of, just like Britney Spears. Let's sue these people for all this money. Meanwhile, this guy sold his own company for $250 million. He's never needed a dime from money. He's made way more money in his life than Michael Orr ever had.
Who did? Who sold his company for $250 million?
The family of the Tuies, you know? He had a fast food chain, and he sold it for $250 million. A chain
I
of
love
fast
food
restaurants he sold in, like, 2018 for $250 million.
Holy moly.
Yeah. He's never needed a dime from Michael Orr to make any money off the movie. He never made any money off the movie. The guy who wrote the book, The Blind Side, only made $250,000 off the movie.
Right. Wow, it's a bunch of nonsense.
But also, then the other side of the
CNN
story
said the exact opposite of everything
like
you
every
said.
Every movie in Hollywood, 98% of it, a true story, is fiction. You know?
Yeah, I heard he's right. Not even black.
Well, he's barely black. You know, he mostly just paints himself. And he also,
I couldn't hear you. I was going through a tunnel.
And he also, like, he's not illiterate, you know. He's not like stupid, and he's not intelligent, but he can read, you know.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Right.
He had a tough childhood, but he was already an All-American player before he ever wound up in the Tuies' house, you know.
What's Seth do the Bloodline?
That's over embellished. Like every movie, just like any movie that's supposed to be a true story, 98% of it isn't true. You know.
What about Blank Check?
It's all made up. It's all made up for whatever is socially popular at the time. You know, whatever is the driving narratives that are working well in the modern society is whatever they'll push onto historical truths that they're trying to tell now that aren't, you know, that aren't actually the way they were then, because it doesn't make any sense. And if you put it in there, it, you know.
Wait, I thought we were talking about Rey Mysterio.
Well, we were, but then you brought up The Blind Side.
Who?
You did.
No, I said 619 side.
Yeah.
All right, so we figured out that the Bloodline, he's coming back.
He's right. Eventually.
Dude, do you acknowledge Ray as your U.S. champion?
I heard what they're going to do is he's going to be gone off TV for a really long time and then come back in a sultry relationship with Naomi.
What?
Oh, sick. With Wait, Jimmy's wife?
What's a really long payback?
Like
payback.
3 months.
And
wow.
What's sultry?
And then they're going to bring back, and it's going to be called the Judgment Day Part 2, but Naomi's going to be Rhea, and Dom is going to be Jay.
Oh, damn. That's good. That is good. Yeah. That's a joke, but that's actually good. What else? Give us some other wrestling thoughts.
Yeah, what do we think about Theory losing the belt to Rey Mysterio?
I hated that. I didn't. It's not that I hated that Theory lost the belt. I hated the Santos. Why
all the Santos stuff?
A rising star to throw Rey Mysterio in there to get so Rey Mysterio at 50 years old so Theory can put Rey Mysterio over. It makes absolutely no sense. Rey Mysterio needs the U.S. title like I need another hemorrhoid. Like.
Well, what if they do some angle where Ray goes super duper heel?
Santos, you're building up this young rising star, and then you bury him to put over Ray again? Like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I would have pushed Santos to the top. Now it seems the only likely situation here is this leads to a rift between Santos and Ray, which also isn't going to make for ultra compelling TV. So who really cares? We just did the whole Dom Ray rift, and how could possibly this guy who, you know, who's been a, you know, they've had a 3 month relationship, possibly will it come close to that? You know,
right. No, it won't. And I don't see that rift happening.
So unless Santos is really injured, which I don't think is the case, but it's possible, like, that's the only way I can understand why you would do it.
So, who made this story happen? Triple H or Vince?
You know, I have no idea. Apparently, I think Vince has.
I think this has Stephanie's fingerprints all over it.
Wait, what? What about Vince?
I think Vince has to take more of a back seat now again that he's getting sued so much, and he just had that spinal surgery and all this stuff. So I think he's kind of getting. I think he's kind of having less. You know, his influence got really strong again over the. For the last few months, I think now it's starting to, he's going to have to pull back. He's pulling back a little bit.
Starting to.
All right. Before we let you go and DB asks you his famous one last question about wrestling, I got one for you. If a goy said that as a kid they were allowed to watch Little Nicky and Billy Madison, but not eight Angry Nights,
crazy nights,
what do you think the parents' reasons for that would be?
I know, like, one time Sakura wasn't allowed to watch Jingle All the Way at my house. I don't know. I don't have any experience with the rest. Like, because I guess Diane and Mike.
What a swerve of an answer.
It was like making fun of Christmas, you know?
What?
Oh, it's making light of Christmas. They don't have any truck for that.
I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger saved Christmas.
We were young. We were like, you know, Jingle All the Way came out in like 1996 or whatever. And like, I'm like, oh, let's watch Jingle All the Way. It's so funny. Like, da 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 da. Arnold Schwarzenegger and like, you know, Diane and Michael were like, no, Mike can't watch that movie.
Diane was like, fuck no.
And now, like, they're like the most easy, free flowing people I've ever met in my life. So it's like a weird, whatever that word is that, you know, things change, go the opposite way.
Sure.
All right, DB wants to ask you a wrestling question.
One more question.
What did Shinsuke whisper in Seth's ear?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Well, see, that's like, you know, that's, that question has no real answer. It's just straight, like, what can we assume? You know, I'm sure we'll find out eventually. But I have no idea. I have no clue.
If you had to guess, gun to your head.
He said something to rattle him.
I think he said that I'm your baby's daddy.
Wow.
Controversial, say the least. All right, Chet, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
I think he said that Becky's favorite food is sushi.
Damn.
A nice long sushi roll.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Uncut.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Oh, wait. My Moyle died this week. My mom sent me an article. There was an obituary in the New York Times. This like famous Moyle died, and she said that he was the Moyle. He was my Moyle, the guy who circumcised me. He had like 25,000. What?
You go to the funeral?
No, I didn't even know he was
You're
sick.
You're a real disrespectful kind of dude, I guess.
Come on. All right.
When should we visit you?
Whenever. I'm probably coming up to Jersey in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah? Let us know.
Yeah, I will when I'm up there.
All right. Hell yeah.
All right, dog.
Are you going to be too busy chilling with Barry, though?
Core is about to be down here. I guess he's, you know, driving with these, like, in somewhere in Florida with his family and bag, and then stopping down here. You know, he goes to the Keys. I don't know. He does like his whole Florida excursion. So he's cool. But he's going to be here at some point. And then sometime after he leaves, I don't know, I'll be heading back up to Jersey for a little while.
Nice.
All right.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Some end of summer, fall in New Jersey. It's like the best time yet, really.
It's the best.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. The foliage.
Right. So beautiful.
Peace, dog.
All right. Good luck with your podcast.
All right.
Why'd you say it like that, you piece of shit?
Podcast.
DB says he's going to beat the shit out of you, and you're a pussy.
You guys want to have a fatal four-way?
Yeah, that would be sick.
Dude, I'm down. But I didn't say those things previous.
I believe you.
All right, thanks, bud. Talk later.
Mickey is the Paul Heyman of this.
Very yes. True.
The most far-fetched thing I ever saw in a fatal three-way was when fucking... fuck... who's the poor man's Ricochet? When Ali won that match.
The Did you see Ali's promo on NXT?
Is he full blown NXT now? I was seeing something about
he's
that.
Full blown NXT, and his new gimmick is I guess it's like a gimmick that he wanted to use like a couple years ago that got nixed, and it's like he's like a politician and kind of like he's like make the NWA title like great again sort of thing, or the North American title. I'm the candidate you deserve. Get rid of Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, it's interesting.
Like very, like, conservative politician-y, and it's funny. Pretty good.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I mean, it only did the one promo so far, but it was good. You know?
All right. And Corbin's in NXT as the Lone Wolf, right?
And he's better now than he was at any point in the recent in the main roster.
So I mean, he's a great wrestler. He's an incredible wrestler.
Well, he's just good. He's undervalued. I always like him because he's one of the only heels that generates actual heat. Like,
right.
You know, like Dom has actual heat, even though at this point it's kind of more of a gimmick that everyone just boos him.
Right.
Not even that they really want him.
Sammy can't get enough of that.
Like how everyone says, yeah, when LA Knight says, LA Knight.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, but like Corbin always generated actual heat. People never liked him. So like that's what you want when you want a bad guy. You don't want the bad. Like I do like the heels that are fun to root for, but I also like it when a guy when you actually dislike someone.
I agree. I agree with you 100%.
And yeah, I think NXT is NXT is also climbing in the ratings. It's the closest it's ever been. Since NXT's been rebranded to the ratings of what's the AEW Wednesday night show called
Dynamite.
Yeah, so it's the closest. It's almost people think it might overtake Dynamite ratings in this year.
That'd be wild.
Well, they're starting to push main roster talent there more and more. You know, Dom is the North American champion. You know?
Right. Smart.
Corbin's on the show. Ali's on the show. Like, there's, they have Judgment Day segments regularly. Seth has been on the show recently. You know?
Right. They're so good at stamping out the competition.
Oh, we saw Xavier Woods on Wheel of Fortune the other night.
Part about WWE is when they crush the competition.
right.
You know, it's like Goldberg streak. You know.
Right. Is it work or shoot though?
It's a little of both.
All right.
It's a shoot that turns into a work, you know, just like how the Monday Night Wars between WCW and WWE turned out to become this crazy, like, Vince buying the company and
integrating it. That was insane.
Right.
That was insane.
Like, so it was pretty epic, you know?
Yeah.
Eventually, that's how it goes.
All right,
it's a
dude.
Shoot that turns into a work.
All right, dude.
I guess the only part about that wasn't a work was how he took over. He took the whole roster except for Jeff Jarrett. It was like the champion. It was like peace, bro.
No one wants Jeff Jarrett.
Well, it wasn't that. It was kind of like Jeff Jarrett in the years leading up to that had left WWE in like the mid late 90s for WCW, was getting worked in WCW, left WCW, came back to WWE, started getting a little bit of push again, was Intercontinental title, forced to drop the belt to China for, you know, and then left WWE, go back to WCW after being forced to drop the title to China, which pissed him off. And then he went on a streak in WWE, in WCW, became champion, WCW folds, and Vince takes back the whole roster except for him because he left the company like 6 or 8 months or a year before.
Dirty. That's Vince.
Yeah.
Vengeful Vince, as they
Vengeful
say.
Vince.
Vengeful.
He definitely does. He definitely knows how to hold a grudge. Just look at Dolph Ziggler's career.
Oof.
Fuck Dolph. All right, dude. Talk at ya.
Good luck with your podcast.
Don't say that.
We don't need any luck.
We need all the luck we can get.
What the fuck?
Interesting tease.
Why don't you ask him about the blind side when we're talking about wrestling?
That was, dude, what is wrong with you? You heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, what?
All right, we're done.
Oh.
Or there was something.
Oh.
Let's take this call. Let's take one last caller.
Loop the man.
One last caller. Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on.
Yeah, talk.
Bring it on.
Bring over here. Why wouldn't he do that?
Come over here. All right, we can't. This is dead silence.
Oh, shit.
I think he's
Oh,
radio silence.
Fuck. What's the name? Fuck. Let's go ride around on the scooters for 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
All right. Oh. No, I can't.
I was so shocked when you said yeah.
What the?
This is coming out of your pay.
Seamco with the White Buffalo.
But say with a smile.
All right, come on down to the Steamco at the White Buffalo, 748 Chapel Street, New Haven, Connecticut. Thank you
so much. And what's your home address?
And if you come down and mention the podcast, you get...
What?
20% off.
Damn.
10% off.
20% of 10% off?
20% of 10% off. You get 2% off.
Do you know whole milk is only 3%?
That's wild.
You know these nuts are 100%?
100% what?
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in.
100% what?
Who am I here with and saying goodbye
100%
to?
100% what?
It's me, Sammy. Thank you.
It's me, South of Heaven, Mickey.
Why do you love... You've been saying South of Heaven so much.
Because my hero, Corey Graves, always says it.
All right, and this is
me, Deep...
Squeeze.
D-Squeeze.
Oh, I got
Ooh,
you.
Gotcha.
Oh, wait. This is what I wanted to think. Uh-huh. I had your question.
Yeah.
To
the Bad Boys universe.
To Chet.
To Chet.
The what did Shinsuke whisper? Yeah. I have a related. Maybe we can start a new segment. A little community trivia.
Ooh, wait, the show?
yeah.
Please,
for y'all. I knew you'd get hyped on this.
I wish you guys could see the look on Max's face because it looks like he's terminally ill right now. I don't know what face he's making, but it's not comforting.
I'm in danger.
The episode where Troy gives himself over to the air conditioning repair school.
John Goodman.
And has to leave the group.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying his heartfelt goodbyes to everyone, and he goes over to Abed and whispers in his ear something that the audience can't hear, and then he leaves, and then Annie turns to Abed and says, what did he say?
Oh, I don't remember. Did you just recently watch the episode, or you remember this?
I just remember.
It meant that much. I don't remember.
Is it something special or a joke?
It's a joke, but it's special. But I mean, it's
special
both.
To them.
It's special and a joke. I mean, it's
like, it's not this, but what he should have said was some comparison about them and Dr. Spacetime.
No, it's
no. He shouldn't have said that. He should have.
No, well, so he goes over. It's like a trope. You know, it's a trope from movies and TV where someone goes over and it's like a heartfelt, very heartfelt moment.
But the audience doesn't hear.
The audience doesn't hear. So like in your mind, you can make it as big or
they did it in
as,
Oppenheimer.
As possible. Oh, really?
Yeah.
See you in hell.
So he goes
you're
over
the only
and
one
whispers,
I've ever loved. You don't know what you're missing.
None of these are right.
But not along the lines?
No.
How could it not be with the clues
you
just
gave? Oh, how
about
this? Maybe he said to be continued?
No. He says... I know you hate when people do this in movies.
That's good.
Which, right. That's Troy's goodbye.
That's why they're the best.
Yeah.
That's why they're the best.
I know you hate when people do this in movies. All right. Community trivia. We'll bring it back.
Bring an ad this week?
No ad this week.
No ad?
No ad.
All right. Come down, Steamco. Steamco.com.
Come.
For all your vaping
needs.
Why Sammy loves saying that.
Well, he hates it, but he has to say
I
it.
I have to say
no
if
ad.
We don't have any other ads.
He has to say it.
Steamco.com for all your vaping needs. All right.
Sounded like you. I just did it and it sounded like you. It did.
Say something.
Good night.
Good night. It's 2 p.m. Are aliens real? Like, you're saying that...
Well, hold on.
You're saying you would be... Yesterday, is it correct? You said you'd be terrified if they admitted aliens were real?
Wow, he's got a...
No. I said yesterday, I would be terrified if they said aliens are real and we have no information. Like, if the government has to admit it and they say... We have no idea why they're here. We have no communication with them. We have no idea what they're doing.
Right, but...
I would be scared.
But you believe, like, the Tic Tac videos, so you believe they're here now.
Something's here.
So, but you're not scared at all?
No.
Until the government.
He thinks the government has it under control.
Oh, is that what you think?
I don't know if I would say they have it under control.
What would you say?
But well, it's hard to talk when you're always interrupted.
Well,
usually.
If you just started saying your answer instead of fucking beep, beep, beeping.
Beep, beep, beeping. That was my AI protocol coming through. I think that the government knows what is going on. I think if they have some kind of level of understanding, at least, of what is here and how often it is here.
So
I'm leaning on that side. I can't say I believe it because I don't have factual evidence, but if I was to speculate...
But you think the Tic Tac video is factual evidence?
It is factual evidence. I think it is. Whether I believe it or not, it's factual evidence that that video is real, and the pilot who took it publicly came forward to say, hey, this video is real.
And we don't know what it is.
And we don't know what it is.
Right, that's the...
Right, but it's not factual evidence of an alien.
It's factual evidence of something.
Of non-human intelligence.
Is that true? So then...
Of unknown...
Right, of unknown. It could be a smudge on the camera. It could be anything.
Well, it
could
be
electrical interference. It could be anything.
No, well, I think they've...
It could be
a bird at a weird angle.
It could be a drone. It could be a weather balloon.
They've ruled out that kind of...
They did?
...stuff.
Oh, mm-hmm. Could you send me that report?
Sure. Yeah. There's the whole Tic Tac reports online.
By who? By a YouTuber? Or?
No. I think NASA did a study
NASA.
Of it. Because
it?
They brought it forward as evidence of something unknown.
I'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think factual evidence when it's not factual evidence. I don't know.
Yeah, we can tell. You don't know.
But you, Sammy, think it's factual evidence that there's UFOs.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, so now you don't know anything about it.
I don't.
It sounded like a second ago you were saying it is factual evidence. You were
no,
saying
well,
him.
If what he's explaining is true, he's
I agree.
Not saying,
if he's saying what is true,
right?
Often
but
he says
is,
things and we look it up and there's a little misunderstanding.
No.
Okay.
All right.
I'm right here, and that's usually not true.
Well,
the Bigfoot. You were trying to go off a few months ago about how there's that actual footage, and then 1 second I debunked it. And also,
what was the actual footage?
I don't remember
and then
that.
You talked about that guy who showed up with like a passport for a country that didn't exist, mm-hmm. and he was in between time zones or something.
Yeah,
that was discredited online.
Just because I bring these stories
by who?
Doesn't mean I believe
by
them.
The scientific community. Is NASA you heard
by
of
the
them?
Scientific? Oh yeah, NASA discredited.
Just
the
because
guy.
I bring these interesting things
right.
up, I just enjoy
that's
them.
True. But when you bring them up, since I go, do you believe them? And you say yes, I believe in them personally.
I never said I believe that time traveler guy.
Okay,
I just brought up the story because
it's a fun story,
it's interesting.
Okay. Look it up.
I never What's said I believe name? In Bigfoot.
When you first moved here, before aliens were a thing, you were all about Bigfoot.
Okay.
No? I don't remember.
You
that.
Don't know more about Bigfoot than the average person?
No.
Okay.
I don't spend my time looking into Bigfoot.
That's very
Sasquatch,
interesting.
I call him.
Oh, nice. I call him the skunk ape.
I think most people don't know him as the skunk ape.
I know everyone. I know as much as Tenacious D knows.
About rocking?
And there's a lot. Okay.
Seems like I'm grossly misinformed.
We gotta cut it.
I'll have to look into this.
Thank you.
Surrounded by liars and thieves.